Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream. DIY, it's easier than...
Welcome to Interior Design Tips. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about lighting. Specifically, the mistakes that can make an otherwise beautiful room look cheap or flat, even when everything else is done right. Lighting is one of those things people tend to treat as an afterthought. You pick out your furniture, your rugs, your paint color, and then at the very end, you grab a ceiling fixture and some lamps and call it a day. And that's exactly where things go wrong. The first big mistake is relying on one overhead light to do all the work. A single ceiling fixture in the center of a room creates what designers call flat lighting. It floods the space evenly from above, which actually flattens everything out and makes the room feel institutional, like a waiting room. What you want instead is layered lighting, a mix of ambient light, task light, and accent light working together. Think overhead, plus table lamps, plus maybe a floor lamp or some wall sconces. That combination is what gives a room depth and warmth. The second mistake is using bulbs that are too bright or too cool. This one is huge. A lot of people default to 5000K or 6500K bulbs because they seem crisp and modern. But in a living space, that blue-white light is really harsh. For most rooms, you want bulbs in the 2700K to 3000K range. That's a warm white. It's flattering, it makes colors look richer, and it just feels comfortable. And in terms of brightness, 800 lumens is roughly equivalent to an old 60-watt bulb, which is a solid starting point for a table lamp in a living room. Third mistake, fixtures that are the wrong scale for the space. An undersized pendant or chandelier is one of the most common things I see in dining rooms. People think going smaller is safer, but a tiny fixture floating above a big table just looks timid and off. For a dining table, your chandelier or pendant should be about half to two-thirds the width of the table. So if you have a 72-inch table, you're looking for a fixture roughly 36 to 48 inches wide. That might feel big in the store, but it'll look right in the room. Fourth mistake is ignoring dimmers. This is one of the easiest upgrades you can make, and it changes everything. A room that's locked at one brightness level can never really feel cozy or adaptable. Dimmer switches let you set the mood, bright for tasks, low for evenings. Just make sure you're using dimmable bulbs, because not all LEDs are compatible, and a non-dimmable bulb on a dimmer will flicker or buzz. And the fifth mistake, one that's easy to overlook, is not lighting the walls. When light hits a wall, it creates a glow that makes the whole room feel larger and more finished. Sconces, picture lights, or even a well-placed floor lamp that washes light upward toward the wall can completely transform how a space feels. Bare walls with no light touching them can make a room feel like a cave, even with a nice overhead fixture going. So to recap, layer your sources, go warm on your bulb temperature, size your fixtures properly, add dimmers, and get some light onto your walls. These aren't expensive changes. Most of them are just about being intentional with what you choose and where you put it. Thanks so much for listening today. I'll see you next time on Interior Design Tips.
Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream.
Today's episode is brought to you by remodelhome.ai. Here's the part I love. You upload a photo of your room, and it shows you that exact space in any style you want. Modern, farmhouse, industrial, you name it. You can see your own living room a dozen different ways in seconds. That's remodelhome.ai.